on unselfishness. Remember, this last section of Romans, starting in chapter 12, is more practical, where the first part of Romans is more doctrinal. But this particular passage addresses one of our major issues as fallen human beings, and that is the tendency to be selfish. We talked about this a bit in Sunday school. So verse 1, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. So our title from verse 1 is not to please ourselves. Lord, I pray for your wisdom, for your presence as we look into your word together. Teach and guide us, we ask in Christ's name. Amen. So God, I believe, in this passage anyway, is showing that spiritual strength is measured in some ways by our lack of selfishness, our willingness to serve God and serve others and put them before us. That phrase there in verse 1, not to please ourselves. We've talked about this in Sunday school, that is the world's focus, isn't it? It's please me first, make sure I'm happy. But as Christians, we are now a new creature. We now have a new family, a new father, new goals, a new home. And now God says not to please ourselves, which is the exact opposite of what our flesh and the fallen man wants. Not to please ourselves. We need to focus on pleasing the Lord and being a blessing to others. Again, it all started in the garden with Adam and Eve. Why did they break God's one commandment? Because they wanted it. The devil made it attractive in different ways, and they chose to go for something that they wanted rather than something that pleased God, which was obedience. And we know the result. Let's look at a couple of scriptures. Philippians chapter 2, verse 21 shows us that here in these last times, man tends to seek to please self first. Philippians chapter 2, verse 21, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. So notice, all seek their own. All seek to please self rather than what pleases Jesus and what honors Jesus. 2 Peter 2:10 said one of the signs of the end times, a man would be self-willed. 2 Timothy 3:2, another sign of the end time, it says men will be lovers of their own selves. And so selfishness is an issue with the fallen man. God says that a spiritual Christian, verse 1, we that are strong, it's not talking about physical strength, is it? It's talking about spiritual strength. Those that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. So again, spiritual strength here is measured by our lack of selfishness. We're to please God first. We're to be a living sacrifice. We're to please him above all else. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5:15. Look at a couple of verses on this. But our lives now are not about us, they're about God. And this includes who we focus on pleasing. We're to be pleasing God, and we're to be pleasing others. 2 Corinthians 5:15, it says, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. So again, notice it says we're not to live unto ourselves. We're to live unto Jesus Christ And then another verse, 2 Timothy 2:4. 2 Timothy 2:4. It says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." So remember, we just read in Romans 15, not to please ourselves. God says that we may please him, please the Lord. And by the way, Jesus says you can't do both at the same time. Doesn't he? No man can serve two masters. And isn't it amazing the energy that we can put into pleasing self when self is dead? We're crucified, right? The old man's been crucified. I'm crucified with Christ. Galatians 2:20. Paul said, "I die daily." The old man is dead. Colossians 3:3. You're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. And yet we focus so much energy, so much of our time on pleasing a dead man. God says that's not how it ought to be. So he tells us that unselfishness, go back to our passage, Romans 15, verse 2, unselfishness is going to require some sacrifice. Look what it says. "Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification." And we all know that when Jesus uses the word neighbor, he's not necessarily talking about our physical neighbor. We learned that from the smart aleck who asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" And then Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan. Basically, whoever has a need, and if we see the need, that's our neighbor. That's what he taught us. So we're here to please his name, please our neighbor. That's what it says, right? Galatians 5:13, "Though by love serve one another." Philippians 2:4, let's look there if we could. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 4. We're to please our neighbor. Notice Jesus was our example here in Philippians 2. "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." Verse 5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." What mind is that? The mind of a servant. Verse 7, "Took upon him the form of a servant." Jesus Christ was a servant. When you think about his ministry, his life here on earth, it was all about others, wasn't it? It was not about self. It was not about pleasing him, his flesh. It was about pleasing others. Everything he did right up to Calvary and including Calvary was for others. And he said that we are to follow in his steps, even as he was about to go to the cross. What a beautiful example he was. And notice back in our passage, verse 3, God says, "Look to Christ as your example of unselfishness. For even Christ pleased not himself." So there it is. Remember in verse 1, not to please ourselves. Verse 2, please his neighbor. Verse 3, Christ pleased not himself. So all three verses have that word pleased. And the please that we're not to have is self, but we are to please our neighbor, we're to please God. And then Jesus was an example who pleased not himself. In Luke 22, we see him in the garden, Luke 22:42. And we see this unselfishness displayed in his prayer. Here in Luke 22, verse 42, saying, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." In other words, your will first. And God's will was for him to die. This is really what we should be praying, isn't it? If we're truly unselfish, not my will, but thy will. Not what I want, but what God wants. We're not to please ourselves. Remember when Jesus, in John 13, let's turn there, when he got alone with his disciples just before the garden and spent that special time with them in the upper room, first thing he did was serve them. He didn't say, "You guys all need to fall down and worship me." No, instead, he girded a towel and washed their feet, showing that he came not to be ministered to, but to minister. John 13, 14. "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you." An example of what? Servanthood. Of serving others. Of using our gifts, our time, our energy, what God has given us to serve others. And, verse 1, not to please ourselves. It's a tough battle. Selfishness is one of our most difficult innate traits to overcome, isn't it? Being self-focused, selfish, wanting what I want, which is all part of the battle that we fight as Christians from when we get saved, is the battle with the flesh, battle with the old man who says, "No, me first, please me, make me happy." God says, "No, he's dead. Please your neighbor, not to please yourself, please God." So what a beautiful example Jesus was of complete and utter unselfishness. And God says we are to follow that example, not to please ourselves. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for Jesus' example of unselfishness, I pray. Lord, that we would strive to follow in his steps in this area. And Lord, when we are tempted by the flesh, by the devil, to focus on pleasing self, that we would realize that's not why we're here. We are here to please our neighbor. We're here to please you and put you first. So I pray that we would be constantly in the Word, constantly in prayer, constantly asking for your help and victory in this area of selfishness. Lord, that we might please you with our service. So thank you for speaking to our hearts. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.